finally getting to the shift that we've been waiting for. Right? What do we do, Lemaisa? Yesamuk Levatzel Akav Sif Gimel Sakadeh Ratav Shumatorim. So you stuck this. You have this milk like a spoon. You stuck it into your plate, into this pot, which has fleshigs in it. So that the macabre, if there's samach teneged the calf, however much amount that you measure of the calf, however many times you put the calf in, but you have samach teneged it. So then hakder batav shel mutarim. So the food is mutter, and the pot is mutter. Al kaf is zosir, benim boser benim cholov. Vishu blumi boser becholov. But the calf is boser becholov. So this is like the opposite of the cheshbon which we had before from the Trumas Adeshin, right? Kolzman is inside the pot, the kosher. So there's no issue inside the calf because it's the samach. So when does it become osir? When you take it out. So it becomes osir, you take it out. We're saying now we're going to be kosher that maybe it's considered a clear rishon. And you say, kanan ambliyas. And so meila, this is bosa b'cholav. Okay? So let's say the marshal, let's say you left the spoon in till the pot cooled off. So in that case, the third spoon is mutter also, because it was makusha the whole time, and there's samach in the spoon. Now the spoon is cooled off. The whole argument is you need yatzeletis to make bas v'chol. So the spoon is yatzeletis. So we're saying the spoon is a bit of a pre-reshin. So you take it out, it's still hot. It's a pre-reshin. It's okay, bas v'chol. We're grabbing the spoon. But if you wait till everything cools off. Right? You wait till everything cools off. If you wait until everything cools off, not you're allowed to wait, but if you wait until everything cools off, it was Makusha the whole time. So it never became Basa Bakala. And now it's cold. So everything is wonderful. So Lakara, this is only a problem because you took the person realized he took the spoon out when it's still hot.
Even if it's still hot, then you have to let the place been brought to the other one. If it's not clear.
What?
The Shachantaz didn't bring the Hetter to the possession that it's cool when you pull it out. They brought the other Hetter. There are no clues. There's no Kanan in the clue.
But we pass there's Kanan in the clue. We only say that we only were saying that before in conjunction with the betzim to min b'minoy etc. But the gabi the min b'shein minoy over here of the basar and the kol, we're not going to be mekel. We pass on there's Kanan.
So what was the tzir? I thought it was the fact that Mustamim most of their calls came out because the basar. That wasn't what we were being attacked with. It. The Shachar says here to be mekel. He doesn't say why.
We're over there by the case of the Sipes.
Yeah.
Right. So the Trumas Adeshin says two arguments. He says first of all that it's a klisheni, and second of all, he says first of all you don't say Kanan and Bliyas, and second of all it's a klisheni, right? Which both of those arguments apply over here also. Right, the pasha of the board is in conjunction like the Prima Gadim said. The whole thing was this chumrah drabanan because the mice it's a min b'minoy, and it's impossible to get out of the loop. But the gabi the basa b'chol was not min b'minoy; it's basa b'chol. So we'll go back to the ikar din that we hold. You say kanan in Sadi Beis. You say over place. We say kanan and b'liyas. Sadi Beis. We'll see later on in Sadi Tes. You say kanan and b'liyas. Selamai, what you argue? Is it a clearishin? You know, so that first of all, that's actually the taz of the Sadi Beis. Taz of Mashiach, you say on the status of a ladle, but it comes out of there. If you leave it in long enough, passes. Everybody agrees that it gets a dinner of a clearishin. So then, when you take it out, it's a clearishin. So
how do you ever let it take it out? And then you're creating a bus recall, and you have to leave it in.
So interesting question: is there an issue to take it out? So. Is it called Bishr Basa B'cholim? So there's a lot of, you know, we discuss this a mashahu. Do you say is Bishr Basa B'cholim on Bliyas? Yeah, so it's a funny din over here, but we have to work this through. If what I'm saying now is right, we're going to have a problem because before in Pei Zion, there's a lot of Rekhadim say that the din of this or the Torah Bishr this has to be, this, we're discussing it's run over here. So this is Bishul Basar B'Chol B'Raisa. Right? So the time going out of the calf, if there wasn't some, because everything's, we still make everything else about Noah. Israel only is by Bishul Basar B'Chol B'Raisa. Basar B'Chol B'Raisa, there's no Israel on Noah. That's the favorite we're getting a Pezai. Midaraisa Basar B'Chol B'Zasar B'Achila B'Hanoah and B'Bishul. Okay. If you do bishul basar b'chol deraisa, the result is asur b'hanoa. Something which is only derabanan, some person cooked chicken together with milk, is not asur b'hanoa. So it's only asur b'hanoa. So we're talking about now the more sederi bishul asur tarva. So we see clear over here that we're holding that the belia in the spoon, putting flavor into the pot, is called derech bishul. Otherwise, it wouldn't be asur b'hanoa. The Makabra says it's not Sama because it's asur b'hanoa. It means it's called Bishul Basar B'Chol D'Raisa. Why is it Basar B'Chol D'Raisa? It's just a Bliya. So Bliya going into the pot, that creates Basar B'Chol D'Raisa. So if there wasn't Sama, the food in the pot is Basar B'Chol D'Raisa, and whatever's in the spoon is also Basar B'Chol D'Raisa because there's everything in Makushar. Now there's Sama in the pot. So there's no Bishul Basar B'Chol D'Raisa in the pot. The only child is what's happening in the spoon. Calls one of the spoon is Makushar. Nothing happened to the spoon. It also has samach. When you take it out, now you're cooking the bliya of basar and the bliya of cholam. Yes. Is there a din of basar b'chol d'raisa and a bliya of basar and a bliya of cholam? A lot of chayim say no. It's not shaykh derech bishul, you know. You want to tell me that you mix milk into meat? Yes. You want to tell me that there's not samach? Let's start with the klicheris. Klicheris, which we can actually see bliya is coming in and out. We can taste it. Right? Meat, my metal, but also we're not really familiar with that idea. There is flavor. So it's a fresh flavor. So theoretically, I might do such a thing, right? I might. But I'm not interested in mixing the flavor, two flavors inside the charis. I'm not leaving it in the charis. That's not derech bishul. So the Yad Avraham before in Pesayin says you don't say bishul basar b'chol d'raisa until bliya. Which would mean that in the first scenario where there is samach, it's not bishul. The kol zanis makosher is no bishul. Once you take it out, it's tublius, so it's not the raisa.
Make a difference if there's liquid on it. Is there bishul on the liquid?
There's no liquid on the outside of the spoon. Maybe. Yeah. Okay. So, but that's the point you say. If you leave the spoon in all the way, now are you allowed to leave it in the whole time? Right. So if I realize only afterwards, I come to my pot and says, "Oh my gosh, you know the pot's cooled off already," and I realize that I use my milk in the spoon. I say, "Baruch Hashem." Let's say, "One second. How hot is it?" "Ah, it's cooled off already." "Baruch Hashem. Everything's mutter. I don't have any problems." There's samech, so the pot is mutter, the food is mutter, the spoon is mutter. Everything's fine. I realize in the middle. So, am I allowed to leave it in there? Right? So, because if I take it out, I have to cash up the spoon. I'm not cooking basar b'chol when I take it out, because that's too bleed. So I'm not worried about it's a bishul to take it out. I'm allowed to take it out. Am I mechuyev to take it out? Right?
With the knowledge of the mountain, there's a pitfall on it. So I said it already, there's a pitfall when you realize, so it should be fine.
Because so Kolzman is Makushar. Kolzman is inside, it's Makushar.
So leaving it inside, you should be encouraged.
Right, so Lakari should be with it. I didn't see anybody talk about whether you're allowed to do that or not. It's an interesting question. So I'll leave it as a question right now. The Kolzman is Makushar, the Lakari is not, it's ready Mavoto. It's like unless you have this Trumas Adeshin's Keshman, and maybe not everything came out, so we thought it will come out later on. I don't know how you take that chashash.
What do you gain by taking it out? Nothing.
No, you're getting anything with that. Am I allowed to leave it in? Because I'm doing a bit on the pleas and the cleat. What? Do you say, in other words, if I sit with the cushion all the time, so I'm not doing bitl, so I'm not doing any more bitl, but leaving it there, it's mavotl already. No, if the Tribunal introduces the idea, maybe not everything came out. So how do we know every single second what's happening now? Maybe it didn't come out before, now it's going to come out. I mean, mavotl.
I'm guessing that this is your mindset.
That would be the question. So I would assume that you're allowed to leave it in, but I didn't somebody say that for favor. So,
what?
But if There's a Gap Yehuda like that. Well, it's an interesting question. Would I be overdose of the rice of being overdose of being without something to save all time? Right, already put it in.
How do you separate the
No, no, you're asking if it's cooled down? It's not accepted all the way.
So you're saying that even though there's no Isser Bishol, when you pull the spoon up, there's still Hanan being Chav?
Mirabonim. Yeah. Okay. Fine. That's so. If there's samech, so with the kneir is mutter, the tavsha is mutter, and the calf needs to be kosher. You can't use it with anything because it has bas mecholav in it. If it'll be the avod aseres imchazer b'tochbu abein b'baser abein mecholav, and then you know the nosi kelim say it's lav dafka into bas mecholav. Whatever you put into it, you're putting it into the rice into your potatoes. It's lav dafka putting the bas mecholav, baser putting the mecholav. You can put it into your potatoes. You have the same problem, right? It's Basa Mechalov now. The spoon.
There's no Isser Bishol Basa Mechalov on a clean. And Chanan can only be Chal when I pull it out.
So, but now I want to stick it into food. So I can't put any food. It's Isser Eats, Asher Eats.
Because it's Basa Mechalov, because there's both Basa and Chalov in it. In the spoon. So Chanan was only Chal when you're on it. Still both Basa and Chalov. It's not
Aseret
because it's
Nevela,
it's Aseret because it has
both. Mirabon, it's Nevela. You want to know. A different question is, what if I took it back into pot afterwards, am I eating over this bishop of the rice?
No, I wonder why
I would
be
giving some
Achmer another Abon, saying it Aseret's Banana.
We didn't ask about it over here. We're talking about Aseret the food.
It's only Aseret.
Yeah. This one's mutter.
It's not hard. It was a milk spoon before, and now
it's a fleshing spoon.
Now it's a fleshing spoon because it's like a hagola. We're not concerned that there's no milk inside of it.
No, that's it. Mekusher.
Kol zman
is inside. Nothing happens. It's the same shear as everything else. So everything, if there's stomach in the pot, look at my kids. There's stomach in the pot. So the stomach in the pot. So everything in the pot is mutter. So it's bottled already. Now it's a place. Because boom. Now you have a problem. What do you use it for? Because that's a little din. That's the next step we did with this. You know, this issue of what are you supposed to use it for? The mice is Eino Binyan Mepar. It's an Eino Binyan Mepar of milk.
That was really that changed, and the bittel that changed.
That didn't change, but it still was Eino Binyan Mepar of milk. It's like using milk as a pot for fleishes for chabchila. Can't use it for fleishes for chabchila anymore. Well, that's we'll see the next thing. You can use it for power for sure. It's not. There's always no certain. You can use it for power. Okay. That's the case. There's not samach. The first case is that there was samach. So the food is mutter, the tavsha is mutter. So there's no basa mechalav in the pot. Right. The only problem is what's happening inside the spoon. So I'm saying inside the spoon, kol zman, it's inside the pot. Nothing's happening. There's a bittul samach. So the only time that something happens in the spoon is when you take it out. We're taking it out, and now we're dealing with a whole new ball game because it's not in the pot anymore. So what is happening on the side? Now, the next case in the Makabra is that there wasn't some. So the food is basa b'cholav. Now that basa b'cholav, the rice, that's basa b'cholav, the rice is inside your spoon also. So now you got a spoon with basa b'cholav, the rice in it. That's not a shayla. That's the next case. Am I making sense of her? Yes? Very good? Okay. Remain samach, but let's say if there isn't samach in the pot against the volume of the spoon. So you have basar in the pot. You don't have 60 times in the chol. You have chol in the basar chol in the pot. That's the flavor of the spoon going into the pot. In the pot, you have mamish a tam chol and a tam basar cooking together. There's not samach. That's basar chol deraisa. So it's also b'hanlo. Okay, so everything is also. So the spoon is also, the top is also, and the kedeir is also. Kol also b'hanlo, feel like kedeir. Okay, so. So let's talk about that for a second. So the food is also b'hanlo, I get. It's possible to call. Right? That's easy. The spoon has b'li as a possible call in it, and the pot has b as a possible call in it. So I want to cook with this pot. I have a problem. I have tam b'possible call, which is an issur d'oraisa coming out of my pot into the food. And we assume that there's not samach in a pot. The normal assumption is that there's never samach inside the contents of a pot against the volume of the pot. So as much as I'm telling you that my pot is full of b'ossi b'cholov, I have tam b'ossi b'cholov going into the contents of the pot without shisha, right? That's the assumption. The walls of the pot and the contents of the pot, we assume that normally there's never 60 in the contents of the pot against the walls of the pot, except for a case in the chushadaka, which we'll talk about some point in time. So I can't cook food in there because there's flavor coming out of the pot and answering the food. And that's mamash issur d'oraisa flavor going into my food. My spoon has I want to use the spoon to stir another pot. Well, maybe there's shamat for the chachila, so I can't use the spoon either. So to use the pot to cook and use the spoon to cook, we understand, right? But the lashon machaber is a kolosu b'hanlo, I feel like today. So not only can you not use the pot to cook, you can't use the pot for any hanlo, right? Kolosu b'hanlo, that's what it sounds like. Then the machaber says, no. I said, 1 second. So if the pot's also b'hanlo, so then I can't do anything with the pot. So no, I'm allowed to put peiris in the pot. I'm allowed to put wet, I'm allowed to put liquid sermon in the pot. As long as I'm cooking, I have a problem. Because there's no flavor coming out. So as long as there's no flavor coming out, so I'm not keeping the hand from the gufa isra. The gufa isra is the basa b'chol inside the daifnei hakadeir. I'm not anything, I'm not accessing the basa b'chol in the daifnei hakadeir because the payrists aren't pulling anything out or the cold liquid is not pulling anything out. So there's no problem for using the pot. So Makaber says you can use the pot. So what does he mean? Kolosu b'hanlo? I feel like kedeira, right? So that's a fun, interesting lashon. What does he mean? Kolosu b'hanlo? I feel like kedeira. So yes, a kolosu b'hanlo. The food is also b'hanlo, and if you would cook subsequently in that pot, the food would be also b'hanlo, and you would use the spoon to be also to do it. Then you have to figure out if there's samach connected to the spoon or not. But that the pot is also b'hanlo, that's interesting lashon. And then, which you want to tell me the pot is also b'hanlo? I can sleep tonight. I don't have a problem with that. But then don't tell me the next line. You can use the pot. Am I making sense so far? I'm just sharing my frustration with the pot. Right. So now this is an interesting question. What is the status of a pot which has Isri HaNo in its walls, but it has Isri HaNo in its walls, but it's not Isri HaNo? So do we say that the pot itself becomes Asur B'HaNo? Do you tell me no, that the pot is what's B'HaNo? The pot is just a kli holding Isri HaNo in it. So it's enough to mean that if you put Isri HaNo inside the middle of the pot, in the airspace, in the hole, you put it in the hole, right? Or you put it in the walls. It's a pot holding Isri HaNo. So the pot is a pot. Isri HaNo is the Isri HaNo. So as long as I'm not accessing the Isri HaNo, so who cares about the pot, right? So whatever you tell me, you're right. It's a machlokes rishonim. What's the status of the what's the din of the pot? But the lashon machaber is a little confusing, and the shach and the taz like sort of like come from different angles at this issue, and they don't address lashon machaber. Right, and that's very interesting. Okay.
We shall see.
Okay. Okay, Okay, meanwhile, before we get to that problem, which is the biggest challenge here in the Sif, let's see the other points first. Taz Gimel. Okay, so it's in the Kaf is also. Zakta Taz, or meaning the Masha Nitzchav Kvar Hava Bakagola. Why don't we argue that there's Hagola? You had Samech in the pot. So the...
Tell me that something that's irrelevant is not great music for Toychoy. Get like Masha Enke.
So the Mechaber in Tufton Bays in Hilchus Hagola. Not the Mechaber, the Rama. Okay. Be Megillah Meshum Mashka Rak B'Mayim. Mi Ubiriyev and Mahani Hagola B'Chol Mashka. Basically, this is B'Shem the Orchis Chaim. Okay. So the Rama says the Chachila we don't do Hagola in any Mashka other than water, but Ubiriyev and Hagola works in any Mashka. Okay.
The discussion was, ain't a chesima irrelevant. Why is it presumed
to be?
Because you rely on it.
But we hold it that any liquid works for Hagol. Ramesh has a chuba, Ramesh talks about, actually my brother-in-law, when we discussed this one time, Ramesh, he was still living in Birmingham. So... That's when he first started getting involved in kashrus, before he was taken, before he became the head of the Gevurah kashrus in St. Louis. He was in Birmingham. He started his first job. His first job was a margarine plant for the OU. It was a tray for margarine plant. The whole week they did trays. On Sundays they would do a kosher run because they wouldn't do any work on Monday. They would do winter work on Sunday, but so it was 24 hours it wasn't used. And then they would kosher it. The first run they would kosher it. Before they would run it, they would kosher it on early Monday morning, and they would do a kosher run, 25,000 pounds of kosher margarine. That was the kosher. That was the one kosher run for the week. And then they would go back to using doing their tray for lard stuff. It was mamish. It was lard. Okay. So the shayla is koshering. How do you kosher the machine? So Ramesh has a chuba. Ramesh told me a margarine plant. Ramesh has a margarine plant. Ramesh says that that what they would do is it was a chuba to that they would do the same thing. They they're over there legally at the end of the work day. They worked on Saturdays. At the end of the work day, they would have to clean out legally with water, run water through the whole system, hot water through the whole system. Then Monday morning, the first run, the question was, there's no mashkiach there. Can you rely on the fact that the government, they have to kasher it, right? So he says, but the Russia says, but you tell me that the minhag of your vada kashers is that the first run they don't use, and they want to use the margarine, first margarine run as hagala. It goes through as a liquid, doesn't go through as a salad. It's very hard to do it as a salad. It goes through the whole system as a liquid. And finally, they congeal at the end. So let the margarine says, well, but yeah, the Ramah says that you can use shaman, it can be used for hagola. So but yeah, but even if you wouldn't do, even if you can't rely on the water hagola, which the goy is doing, and the mashkiach isn't there because he's not shaykh to be there at the end of the work week from before, because you can't be there, but you tell me not using the first one, you can rely on this Ramah on top of the days. So I remember when we were discussing this, I went to see the plant with him. This is 1986. I went to see the plant with him. We were discussing how they do it. He says, Ramesh has this chuba. He said they want the thing, still it's better than all you want. We can do the chachil. We can do have them clean up the whole thing. Why not have them clean up the whole thing? So, so that's for most of the chachil. We don't rely on the Agola Bishar Mashk. Okay, so Agola works Bishar Mashk. Okay, so if you ever have a hashkach on a margarine plant, you know what to do now. Okay. So why do you tell me there's a hagola? So why can't there be a hagola on your milcha katam in your flesh with your flesh of soup. Right? The samach. So well I mean the mash and needs of kor havi kagola. So why is the kaf osir? If the kaf is basa bakola, what do you mean? Tirit so gosh aridura, the hagola tsicha roiskin shamala basikha and yinisa isa rakim yatzletis boy. So he says, you're right. In the Maisa, we hold that to do Hagola, you have to do Hagola when it's Mal Rasichis. And that's Taka the Din. That when we do Hagola, you have to make sure that it's boiling mamish. It's not enough to have a Yatza lettuce bowl. That's a boiling mamish. 212 is boiling. When you hit about 209, 210, it starts bubbling. That's a full resicha. You don't need mamish 212, but 209, 210. I tested it in the sink with the immersion heaters. You have a thermometer there. So 195, bubbles coming up. It's not a rolling boil. Rolling boil hits 210, 211, and that's a rolling boil. Okay. So that's not, it's that we require a rolling boil. But the Gabi Mingbilea Isser is going in, Isser going out. And even Yatzeletus Bo is a problem. Yatzeletus Bo, whatever, 120, 160, 120 to 170, 113 to 170, 113 to 160, 113 to 150, whoever you want to draw your shear of Yatzeletus Bo. So I can't rely on over here that you're doing a Hagola because it's not Malo Rasicha. Now that which you require Malo Rasicha, that's not so precious. That you require Malo Rasicha.
So Benela, since this becomes
Pash is something which you know that you've never used it, the way you always use it is not with Malo Rasicha. You can cash it without Malo Rasicha. As long as because Kabbalah Kaftolpe. The reason why we require Malo Rasicha, so you don't know for sure how you used it the other time. So therefore we require temperature never goes above 212. Unless you do a pressure cooker, you can't get the water. At regular pressure, you know, water boils at 212. If you go down under the sea and you boil something under the sea, if you, you know, while down, it'll boil at a higher temperature because it's more pressure. But I'm saying that's not that I'm recommending how to figure out how you're going to boil something under the sea, right? You go higher, it actually boils at a lower. You're cooking some time, however, you know, it'll boil at a lesser temperature. What? Right, you can do anything. Actually, the boiling temperature, if you're in Denver, actually the boiling temperature is a little bit different, and that's the game where you have to adjust your cooking recipes. The eco thing is that we don't know they didn't have thermometers, so they weren't working with thermometers. They were working with, so the highest it could get is a rolling boil. The highest you get is 212. It never got above 212. So how do I know what it went in with? So that what he's been mechadish is kabbalah kapolta. Besides klirishin, klisheni, irui, etc. It also means that we look at the different levels of how much it's cooking is different. It's interesting. Shiloh with Gabi Hilchos Shabbos, we discussed this once. Are you allowed to take something which is vada yatzeletus bo, but it's not boiling, it's not bubbling, and make it bubble on Shabbos? So this is not a problem. But Gabi Dinei Shabbos, the shear when it says roistim, it means yatzeletus bo. It says to be in a shinyur kas. Rabbi Yom Zilber, we mentioned to you, Rabbi Yom Zilber brings that there are the Rishonim would say no, and he was makor on it. He wants to be medayik in the Rabbeinu Yarno that taking something which was yatza lettuce boil, making it boiling, would be a problem with Bishul and Shabbos. The Oz Nidburu, he has a safer on Hilchos Shabbos called. Because we see over here that we look at the Gabi Hilchagola, we look at somewhere to 170, which is yatza lettuce boil. According to all shikas, it's not the same thing as 212. And I cannot capture something, you know, I have the capture in 212, not in 170. Well, it's all exactly the same. There's no more belias, there's no more impact, so what's the difference? Okay, so my, so that's what we hold. Not because Be'etzim is not Shaykh Hagola and economic, and Kalim, which the Derek has never to use it at a higher amount, at least bit of the Abed, you could capture on the low, on the lesser temperature. We're not going to rely on that over here because we don't know how much it was boiling when it went in. But he says, you know, then he says obviously that, you know, this idea of relying on kashering the spoon, etc., is very confusing type of a concept to the people watching this, so we're not going to rely on it. Okay, that's the Taz Gimel. Taz Dalet is a little more complicated. Let's do the shots first, and we'll catch up. Okay. Okay. The Kavas also. So the Makavas said the case was that you stuck your milchigas ben yomo milchigas spoon into actual fleshes. So it was a fleshing pot, which is ben yomo fleshings, and now you heat up water in it. Now you stuck your ben yomo milk with a spoon in. So he's taking it to the Ramah and Sadihe. We said over there multiple chashashas. One shot is because Metaisa says it may be at some point it will be not burned out because the spoon will touch the actual pot. So there's a direct transfer from the spoon, which is ben yomo milk, into the pot, which is ben yomo flasheks. So there's going to be direct transfer of time without, right, that's one chashash. Toysa said that maybe they're going to touch directly. Then we spoke about that maybe the flavors move from one to the other directly, like the Yehuda said, the flavor moves throughout the whole pot simultaneously, so the flavor is going directly from the flasheks into the milchiks. Right, which Mechaber wasn't chashish with those possibilities, but he's being chashish with that possibility. So the case over there was you had a fleshiga and a milchiga thing in the klirishin at the same time. Well, this is the klirishin. This is the same argument, right? The same scenario. Yeah, right. So the case of him. Benim Bosser, Benim Cholov. Like we said before, once the spoon is a problem, it has Bosser Cholov in it, I can't put it in anything. I didn't look up what he wanted over there. Okay, I'm not sure what he wants over there. I skipped Zion. Okay. No, I'm looking at the test. I'm not sure which point he's referring to over here.
I don't need it in a
I'm not sure you're going to. Okay, I'll have to look into that. Okay. He's doing that issue, okay. Okay, well, that's really, really negate to the next piece, okay. Okay, Kol Zman Shebes Yom. So now, this spoon answers, if you put it into something else, but even but yeah, but as long as it's a Bas Yom. So the Shach deals with defined Bas Yom. Pirish Mishas Hatchiva. So let's give a scenario. So what happened is that at 9 o'clock in the morning on Monday, he cooked milk. He used a spoon for milchiks. So absorbed milchiks. At 9 o'clock at night, he stuck that spoon into a fleishik pot. And there was some. So the food is mutter, the pot is mutter, but the spoon is basar b'chalav. Now, on Tuesday at 12 noon, he used the spoon in something else. So it's been more than 24 hours since he used it for milk. It's less than 24 hours since it became basar b'chalav. So Zot Tashach, the Mechaber says, if he waits till 10 o'clock Tuesday night and he sticks into something, the soon as Eina Binyama, it's not going to ask for the food. Because it's Eina Binyama, it doesn't ask for the food. But if he uses it at 12 noon, since it's still 24 hours since he became Basar B'chalav, even though it's more than 24 hours from when you use the milk, that's called Ben Yoimo, and it's going to ask for the food. He's wrong. So the Baal comes along and says, on Tuesday when I put him to the pot, I take the spoon, which is, has basar b'chalav in it, and I stick it into a pot. So the, what's answering it? The basar b'chalav. Well, the chalav isn't even yom anymore. It's been less than 24 hours since it became basar b'chalav, but the chalav shaboy is more than 24 hours old. So the cholos shaboy has a tampon. So Meila, it doesn't ask, and he invokes a cloud that the case that the nesar can't be oyster more than oyster. That famous cloud that we've sort of been able to avoid too much up to this point, right? So Tosis and Daf Sadi Zayin asked the kash. A person takes the yerech and he does not really get an ocean. And he roasts the yerech with the get an ocean inside it. So roasting asus kedenatil. So the thickness of an ovi etzba. So the meat is very thick. The meat is a few inches thick. There's a gid in the middle, right? So it doesn't ask for the whole gid, the whole yerech. It just asks a thickness of an etzba all around the gid. So Tosis, if you say nasus nevela by shari surim, so that etzba, that ovi etzba, that thickness of an etzba around the gid has tam gid and usher. You say nasus nevela by shari surim. So now that whole thing is nevela. Now you're roasting nevela with the rest of your meat. So let that thickness of an etzba, which now is a nevela, aser the next IBS. And now that becomes aser. That's all that's now is not a nevela. And that should aser the next IBS. So what does the Mishnah say? You just take an OBS, but everything is fine. Elamai Tzaraya, you don't say Nasa Nevela by Shari Surah. That's Tosis Gash. That is the Tosis which introduces us to the Sugya of whether you say Nasa Nevela by Shari Surah or not. Starting from Kulam Dat Beis and going right there, the first time you're going to see that child is in that Tosis Nasa Nevela by Shari Surah. Do you say Nasa Nevela by Shari Surah? Tosis Gash, I don't get it. Tosis says, no, it's not a Raya. And that's actually one of the Rayas. That's what the Ben Ephraim says. You don't say Meshari Surim. That's one of his rights. Because otherwise, why would you ask for the whole year? So he said no. Even though that's true, the reason why the OBS is also is because it has time to get an ocean. Once it's time to get an ocean, so not only is the time also, but the whole thing becomes also. Fine. But the tab can't move any further than Rabbi Yitzpa. So the I can't make the Nesar, which is the meat of the Yerech, have a kayak to Aser more than the Oyser of the Nesar. The Oyser of the Nesar is the Gidonosha. The Gidonosha can't move either. It has no ability to move further in the Yerech. So I can't make the Nesar, which is the meat of the Yerech, be more chomer than the oyster, which is the Gidonosha itself. That's what I said. So at the back, over here, what's answering the meat is the cholam. The cholam is an oyster in that sense. It's answering the meat. But the cholam is anyway yoima. So it comes out, if you want to say that it's going to answer after 24 hours after the milk, you're saying that the basar cholam, which is the result of the cholam, is more chomer than the cholam. The cholam is anyway yoima, and it can't answer. The basar cholam, which is a result of that, could answer. So you're making a nesar more chomer than a nesar, which you can't do. That's the box you said. Right? So that's what the Bach says. And the Shach says, right, he says, no, it's not, this is Pasha do the toes. But hey, it's Pasha that is a toes. So now, if we stop this year here, like the Bach sounds right, and the Shach says, what's the Shach giving to the Bach? Yeah? That's what you think. You want to say, okay, what do you want to say in the shop? Okay, good. Keep going. That's the level of the Shach. I have to tell you, there is an element of Kiddush in it. And I may want to mouse that element of Kiddush in a second. Right? So, but Yom Ratan like this, he's finding that the Sushtel is not a Sushtel. Over there, clearly, the Gid is the Oyser, and the meat is the Nesa. Over here, the whole Lomnus, we said before by Basu Cholab, why it's unique, was according to the Ran. By Shari Sur, Nasa Tamei, was older Abonim. By Basu Cholab, it's the Rice. Or according to the Summer Shalom, you don't say Basu Cholab by anything else besides Basu Cholab. Right? The Lomnus is because when you put Basu Cholab together, you create this new Mitzvah called Basu Cholab. So I don't look back now at its root. Well, its root as well, this column, which is, this is Basar B'Cholam, this is Basar B'Cholam, it has been 24 hours. Now, you need to, excuse the pun, you need to flavor it a little bit. Right? Right? But that's very nice, but the Maisa, this basa b'cholov, part of it is not tasty anymore. So it's mitzah love this taka na'isach. When the na'is is taka ben yomer, right? So we can make him send up zalom the shishikol teiro, right? You know, but mitzah is half of it doesn't taste good anymore. So if you tell me, you know, that the main thing is the flavor of the meat, you know, the meat tastes good, so I don't care. Well, there's no such thing as the way to say that, right?
Either it's
possible
or it isn't. It can't be then it's not possible to call it.
Well, that's what we're asking. We're asking is that once the Torah tells me, the Chazal learned out that the Noisin Tam Livgam doesn't have Dini Yisr on it, so just like the same way Midaraisa, Basa B'chol after 24 hours is no longer Usr Midaraisa. So over here the clock kicked in early. Right? I understand, but the problem is that you tell me there's a messias of the mice of the flavor is stale. So whether long as you new Easter, I'm asking. The morning I walked up, the morning I went to the call and said, good morning, call. The next time I said, good morning, good evening, good evening, good evening, call. Right? And Basra call is with the Vistan, the Vistanaya Zad. You weren't here from in the morning, you're with Mamas, Basra was a cottage, mice of gracious, you're new things. Very nice. But the mice, you're still stale. But you still turn stale. So Ricky Vager. L'char la pashiru to habosur shenas nevela bekaf me abluah cholav shebekaf kong hakolav nifkam. Okay. Seth is kasha and he brings out the kasha. Vulai savar hashach. Linyan Bas Bakov Loyam Renan Linyan Ze in a Nesser. You don't say this argument in a Nesser Oysum Yosim Mash and Yosimahoyser. Right? So you don't say such a clout by Bas Bakov. Okay, so what the Tregan means is like this. Say Binyamin's word and let's say it in different words. Right now, the meat flavor is still fresh, right? And the meat is also part of the issue. So even if the cholov is no longer flavorful, I don't need the cholov anymore because the meat is also part of the issue, and the meat is flavorful. So even though what made the meat usher. So by the case of other edinim, where the etzem, the buser is not problematic intrinsically at all, the whole oyster is the tam git in the buser. So I'll tell you a kiddush. As long as there's tam git in the buser, not only is the git the tam usher, but the whole buser becomes usher. But the oyster is the git. So the taisa is like, you're sorry, that has to be an ongoing reality. So if I get to a point where I move further in the meat, and there's no time gid, even though the time of the bus has moved, and the time of the gid, since the time of the gid stayed behind, that meat is no longer us. I'm able to sort of squeeze out the issue. It's an actual disciple concept. Right? Because I have a filter. The filter is at this gvul over here, of Yorvi Etzba, the time gid stops moving. Tom Busser of this piece moved to this piece. But that Tom Busser moves to the piece without the Tom Gid. So the Busser isn't also the Etzen. It's only also because when there's Tom Gid in it, it's also Usser. There's no Tom Gid. But the reason why Busser B'Kolov is Usser is not because the Kolov Asser is the Busser. It's because the Busser B'Etzen is Usser on its own. And the Busser tastes good still. So, well, you know, the milk doesn't doesn't taste good anymore. I don't care. I don't need the milk to aser the buster anymore. That's what the Shach is arguing. Also, that's poshut that you argue like that. Now, does the more have the shadow of the extra sechta more than the sechta? This would be the end argument of the extra sechta. We pass the buster called the other extra sechta is aser. Even you would squeeze it, if I can chemically remove the tam kolam, the buster would still be aser. That's the Shach's argument. I mean, you're right. Tam pogam was a kumut in Allah because if you remove the tam kolam, who cares about the Shach? Because the issue isn't because of the kolam anymore. Because the buster became intrinsically aser on its own. So I talk of a case where you only have tam buster, not tam kolam, but the buster is also mitzad it's egan a iser because it was buster the kolam and it remains aser. Smell it us. That's what I think Rekvager means to say mimaz ripshat on the shah. Make sense? It's a deeper level of havana in this lumdus. Okay, so we got to we're on the cusp of dealing with this issue of the status of the pot, etc. And that's a fascinating subject.